The Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is facing a crucial vote on last year's budget plan in Parliament. The vote will reveal whether the Premier retains a parliamentary majority. It comes amid fears that Italy could be the next victim of the Eurozone debt crisis. Portuguese transport workers have staged a strike in protest at the government's austerity measures. Rail workers' unions say almost all staff took part in the protest strike. In Lisbon, bus and ferry services were also halted. A general strike is planned for November 24th against the government's economic policies. A bomb blast in northwestern Afghanistan has left at least 11 people dead. The roadside bomb hit a police vehicle in Badghis province, killing two officers and eight civilians. On Monday, another car bomb killed three policemen in Helmand province. The Australian Senate has adopted a controversial law on pollution. The legislation will make the nation's 500 largest polluting companies pay a tax on the carbon they release into the atmosphere. Environmentalists have backed the scheme, but opposition parties argue the tax will cause job losses. Egyptians have rallied in the capital Cairo in solidarity with thousands of prisoners held by the ruling military council. The prisoner issue has become a source of friction between the protesters and the junta that took over power after the fall of the Mubarak regime. Liberian voters are casting their ballots in a presidential runoff. Incumbent President Ellen Johnson is facing United Nations diplomat Winston Tubman. The opposition candidate has called on his supporters to boycott the vote, alleging the process is rigged. Meanwhile, several opposition protesters have been killed in clashes with police in Monrovia. Palestinians who have lost their loved ones during Israel's war in Gaza say Tel Aviv has made it impossible to file lawsuits in Israeli courts. The Palestinians say Israel has imposed high court fees to prevent them from seeking compensation. They also say Israel's travel restrictions prevent them from appearing before court. And finally, pop star Michael Jackson's doctor has been convicted. The jury unanimously found Dr. Conrad Murray guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Jackson died from a fatal dose of anesthetic drug, which Murray had given him for insomnia in 2009. Murray faces up to 4 years in jail.